everybody. How you doing? This is Dawn.
This is Cheryl.
This is Kat.
Kat of Wandering Women Wandering, and we're glad to have another episode. This one, I'm going to talk about two trips that I made this past year. One was to Barbados, and the other one was Aruba. So let's just get started. Barbados, I was there the third week of March, stayed at a all-inclusive resort called Sugar Bay. It was probably about 40 minutes from the airport, if memory serves. What I loved about that resort, it was a smaller resort. It was adult. I do believe it was adult only, which was nice. Some of the things that really, the fact that it was adult only, and there were many restaurants right on the premises that were really top notch. There was a steak place called Sizzle that we went to, but they also had a buffet type of arrangement for breakfast, lunches, and dinners that was phenomenal. So we did a little bit of every other night we switched. I went with a group of folks that I worked with, some of my retirees, and we go to the Caribbean every year, a new island. So this year we did this. Some of the things, the highlights, there's a fort right on the premises of the resort, which was pretty cool. It had some cannons and some really neat overlooks. So that was a highlight that I enjoyed. Also across the street, maybe just in walking distance, maybe you can be like a block or two down, was a horse track, a racetrack for horses. So that was pretty cool, walking around that and seeing them get the horses ready. There wasn't a race on that particular day, but it was neat if you're a horse fanatic. It was really pretty. And then for some reason, we walked around and found this house that apparently George Washington had stayed at back in the day. So they called it the George Washington House, I believe. So that was interesting. Actually went through and toured that. It was only a couple bucks. It was like $8, and went through that. Really cool. A little story if you like history. For excursions, I did a snorkeling tour, got to snorkel off a catamaran, did saw some turtles, and that was fun. I enjoyed that. But ironically, the best snorkeling was right at the resort. We had walked, the beach was real nice there, great sunsets. But put my snorkel gear on, me and my roomie, and I was literally sitting on my rear in shallow water because there was a rock reef that kind of protected the beach area. And there was some of the best snorkeling and some of the best fish I've ever seen. And
really?
I definitely thought that was a highlight. There's a downtown for shopping, real nice shopping area. We walked it. We definitely took a taxi back. So I do not suggest, you know, unless you're an avid walker, to walk that far in the heat. But there is a nice downtown area for shopping and felt very safe there. So enjoyed that. Then up from the resort was a boardwalk, which was pretty neat. It's you can walk along the beach a little bit, then the boardwalk starts. It might have been maybe a quarter mile. And then this boardwalk led to like an open square where they were selling local merchandise and things, and they must have music there. They didn't have music there at the time, but what was really neat is this wall that you walked along the boardwalk was all this artwork. So all these local artists had all their artwork posted there, which I thought was pretty cool. So a little bit of everything. There were shops local to the resort. Felt safe walking through there, but you know, so if you needed something, it was easy walk there. Also, you could do kayaking right off of the resort. So that was pretty neat.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Grab the kayaks and went out, and it was safe because of that rock reef, or you can go even further. So that was a real fun thing to do. The pools there were amazing. There weren't, and I'm trying to think, I don't think there was walk or swim up bars. I'm pretty sure that was the one that wasn't, but I mean, the service was great. The rooms were beautiful. I didn't stay in a walkout. I usually get a walkout right to the beach. This time I didn't do that, but so the rooms were nice.
What hotel was this?
This was the Sugar Bay.
Sugar Bay Resort.
All inclusive in Barbados. So yeah. So, once we post this, I'll make sure to
kayaking.
Nope. The kayaking was free. I think they had some paddle boards as well. Some people were paddle boarding, the stand up ones. The horse. What this was a highlight. When we walked down to the beach past the fort.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Down the fort. They bring the horses from the racetrack. They walk them down and they swim in the ocean. And they almost like therapy. And so they can give you horseback rides there, or you can just get pictures. I have a lot of pictures with the horses. So I thought that was really neat that they get to kind of bathe them in the salt water. Plus they swim. So their guide that brought them over from the racetrack, they actually are swimming with them in the water. That was something I've never seen before, which was fun. So that was another highlight. Things I didn't like, I'm trying to think if there were any downfalls other than the walk to town. People said, oh, you can walk down there. Bull crap. I'm like, and I'm a walker and a hiker. And I'm like, that was way too, I didn't forget how many miles it was, but taxis were cheap. So anywhere you went, you could grab a taxi. And like I said, it was pretty safe. So I don't really have any downsides to it other than trying to get direct flights into Barbados is not always easy. I had to leave from JFK. So I had the expense of sharing, which wasn't too bad. We all got a van service and loaded us up and took us to JFK. So that was pretty good. And we took JetBlue down. Would have liked if, because I'm closer to Philly, it would be nice if it was Philly or Newark. So I had that was just a downfall for me, but others, you know, if you can get, but it was a direct flight, which was good.
And you said something about the buffets.
Yeah.
I had a question. So, you know, normally when you go to a resort, the buffets, breakfast, lunch, and dinner can be hit or miss. And you're like, yeah. Same stuff, same Mexican. No. You can guarantee it's the same stuff at every resort. Yeah. And you're either eating a little bit or just not eating at all. Yeah. So was their buffets good? Like,
oh yeah, the buffet, really? The food was great. Yeah, the food was great and the restaurants were great. And they had some really neat on-premise little, like there was this one area that was like a butterfly area. It was all decked out in flowers and you can get some really cool, like cute pictures there. And so there was a lot of like quiet areas. So yeah, I definitely gave, you know, I give it a 4.5 out of 5. it was really good. And I love Barbados. Barbados is just beautiful. The water was beautiful. The beach water was beautiful. I think there were 2 days where some of that seaweed, that stinky seaweed came in from a storm. But other than that, no complaints. If I was invited back there, I'd go back there again.
Tell me about your JetBlue experience, because my JetBlue experience made me say I'll never fly JetBlue again.
Really?
And, yes, and Kat's got an experience where she'll probably never fly again either.
Mine was Southwest. All right. Yeah.
Mine was JetBlue. So how was it? Was it crowded?
The JetBlue one?
Crunch? Yeah.
It was a larger plane, three and three. The service was good. We had no delays. And that's usually Caribbean is, especially if we leave out of JFK, sometimes Newark is JetBlue. In fact, I'm taking JetBlue to Grenada when I go there in March. So I'm going JetBlue again. I think that's my fourth or fifth JetBlue. I've never had a problem.
Oh, you got
JetBlue.
Lucky then.
And
Kat, where'd you go? Kat, where did you go? That's Southwest.
I went to San Diego with my friend. She's going to be a surrogate. So we had to go.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, hold on a sec. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So I flew Southwest to San Diego. I have a friend that's going to be a surrogate and she had to go out there for fertility stuff. So I went with her and we flew Southwest. That's what they booked us on. And I have never flown Southwest before. Oh my gosh, what a disaster that was. So first of all, they need to be really clear about how they work their airline, because it doesn't work like any other airline I've ever flown in my life. So I get this ticket and it tells me my seat is, first of all, I didn't know that you had to like, what do you call it? Check in, like on the dot when they open check in, or you get this like later group number. And the later the group number, the worse seating you're going to get, because they don't have assigned seats. You just like board and, you know, first come, first serve. I didn't know that because my ticket had, it said seat 30 something. So I almost missed boarding because it said seat number 30 something C or something like that. And they're calling everybody in and I'm like, oh my gosh, when are they going to call my group plus, you know, the aisle or whatever they were calling? Come to find out that the seat doesn't even exist. I guess it's just like a faux seat number that they put on their tickets. And then the lady that was having everybody board the plane, they're like, anybody else boarding? I'm like, you didn't call my row or whatever yet. And they're like, oh, we don't have that. We're gonna leave you or whatever. I was like, oh my gosh. So I finally get on and I'm like one of the last people on. So then of course there's only middle seats left and it's a packed flight. And I was like, oh my gosh, this sucks. So that was going there. And then coming back, we did log on, you know, pretty quickly after they opened up the seating check-in or, you know, check-in. And I think we got group like two or something like that, which I'm telling you, it wasn't even better because it was still crap. You know, I just had middle seats to choose from on the way back too. I will say that their staff is really nice. The whole boarding, choose your whole seat thing. They don't have first class or business class seating. Mm-mm. It was just a disaster. So I got stuck in the middle seat both times. They didn't have any instructions on like, hey, don't pay attention to your seat number because it doesn't exist. So it was a disaster. And it was flying out of Midway too, which is an airport that I don't usually fly out of. It's, you know, a lot further from my house. So I choose not to fly out of that. And that airport is mostly Southwest Airlines. And I'm like, oh my gosh, with this experience, I will never.
That's how we have it here. We have DFW and we have Love Field. Southwest Airlines controls Love Field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're always, because they always have Southwest fly to get away. So they're, you know, they're cheap tickets and all that. And their staff is exceptional. But you're on. Exactly like you said, you know, and you can't pay to upgrade yourself.
No.
But I will tell you there, one thing I love about Southwest is their changing policy. If you want to, you know, change your flight the same day for a later flight, you just log up. That's the only thing. They have no change fees, no anything. So if you have to change it to the next day or whatever, you just go in there and just change. That I like about them. Like American Airlines, you better change within. You're going to pay. Southwest doesn't. Oh, but I used to fly them back and forth to Houston a lot.
Jeez. Yeah. No, I did Southwest to the West once. All the goofy stuff they have, but I didn't have any issues.
See, and I did JetBlue to Vegas probably, gosh, 20 years ago when it was horrible. But yeah, now JetBlue is... newer and Spirit Airlines, it is the new JetBlue.
Yeah.
You know, because I swore I'd never fly another JetBlue flight. Them kids were screaming in my ear all the way to Vegas. And
no,
Spirit's like that now.
I will never fly Spirit.
Yeah, I will never fly Spirit.
Never. Yeah. No.
Number one, I mean, it's a big yellow plane in the air. If something's going to hit, it's going to go for the yellow plane first. I mean, if lightning's going to hit, it's going to go for the big yellow plane. If a missile's going to hit, you're the easy target. You know, like at least be gray so you're mixing with the skies. You know, if a missile comes, we're going to go for the yellow. I feel like I'm on a big yellow bus. No, I'm not doing it.
Sunshine. It's yellow like sunshine.
They can keep their sunshine.
No, really. I did want to go back to one other highlight for Barbados. Happened to be there during a surfing contest. Supposedly a big, they come all from all around the world. We happened to take a, similar to what we did in Curacao, hopped on a van and decided to go to the other side of the island tour. So we thought this would be a good highlight. How often do you get to see a surfing contest? So we did that beautiful side of the island, walked around, was great. And then we were starving. So we ended up, this place was in a, where the surfing contest was Bathsheba Park. Really cool. It was the, I guess it would be the east side of the island and more of the rougher water, which is why it's great for surfing, apparently. It's north east side of the island. So that was really good. But one thing was we were starving. And so we asked the taxi driver, you know, hey, what's the local restaurant? And there was this restaurant that overlooked the water. It was gorgeous. Best mojito I ever had. That's what, of course, I remember that. But yeah, so it was neat. So it was kind of neat to get around the island, see a little bit, a lot of sugar cane on that island. That's what stood out to me. But that was another highlight. Just it's always worth to do one tour around the island, even if it's to, you know, get out of the resort area a little bit to see the sights. So Barbados, definitely a beautiful island. So, all right. So that's all my highlights for that.
You've only gone to San Diego since we talked last. So she's been the only one traveling.
Yeah.
She's been the only one having fun. Diego.
And that was like a weekend. It was only a weekend. Hey,
that's still good. There's nothing wrong with that. Even a weekend, you can have a good time.
You don't feel sorry for me sitting here at my house not doing anything?
Hey, you're getting a new bathroom. Eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
All right, so let me talk a little bit about Aruba. Aruba is by far, so I have two favorite islands. One is Aruba for going there, having a good time, a little bit of everything. St. John and the Virgin Islands is my favorite from a beauty standpoint. But Aruba, I've been several times. This is the first time I stayed at the DV. Now, the DV has an all-inclusive. I was not at that, although it was right next door. And then they have this Tamarhajan, or I don't know how to say it. There's another one of their resorts right next to it. So they're all together. So you can kind of enjoy all three resorts and visit and go in and out and have drinks. They have nice, they had two very nice overlooking bars right on the beach. So now this trip, I went in June of this year with some of my girlfriends. It was one of the girlfriends, it was her birthday. So it's three of us that went, and we ended up staying at a condo. So the DV where we were was a bunch of condos, but the DV all inclusive being right next door, the beach that we're at, like usually you'll go to a beach and you have to fight for chairs, go early, put your towels down. We didn't have to do any of that. This beach was small. They had little tiki huts that you could put, hook your bags to. The guy would come and bring your chairs, and the water was so clear and the sand was so smooth. It was very enjoyable. It was probably one of the nicer beaches I was at in Aruba. And it was, on the west side of the island. So it's where all the low rise hotels are, right next to the high rise. So if you wanted to go up to the casino and get some other restaurants, which we did, the, you can get, an Uber or taxi right up there. So that was, convenient, but we were just a couple girls going to the beach in the morning, hitting the beach bar. Great food at this beach bar, great drinks. We just get a bucket of Coronas and sit there with the breeze because there's always a trade. Aruba's, what's great about Aruba, similar to Curaçao, is it's in the trade wind area. So it's that area right above South America. So the wind just comes whipping through there. And so you got to watch because you'll burn easy because you're not, you know, you don't even feel it's hot. I'm trying to think what else. We didn't really do any excursions. The restaurants right there were really good and the pool. So we didn't really do a lot of, because we've all been there before. So it wasn't something we needed to go see the entire island. So
how many was it? Just two or four? How many were we?
Three. There was three, me and two other women. And we had this condo that we were at was facing the water. And so we go out there with our coffee in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
And then just you know, people watch from the balcony. A couple of people next to us playing some music. The one time we're like, well, we went to hang with them. They were having a good old time. But the service there was great. The fact that you're right next to the other low rise resorts, the beach was great. Easy to get around. We did go one time we went downtown to where the shopping area is. I'm not a big shopper, but we did go down there where the ships come in, pretty close to the airport. So, you know, Aruba, I give it 5 out of 5 stars. The condo area that we were in, I give it a 4.5 to 5 stars. There were kids there. There was in that resort, there are a couple different pools, but you really had to walk to get to them. And the nicest pool was right by where we were at, smaller, but well-maintained, easy to walk. We had to walk across the street to get to the beach, but it was real quick, like 2 minutes to walk across. Like I said, I just kept remembering that wonderful beach bar that we would go for lunch. We'd go for dinner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we did do, there wasn't in the high rise area by the one casino, there was a restaurant. It was an Italian restaurant that somebody recommended. It was so yummy and so nice. And it just, it was upscale, but it was our friend's birthday. So we treated her and, that was really nice. So I just love Aruba, the sun, the wind, we had great weather, the facilities, the service, definitely. If anyone wants to hear more or get more details, let me know. But the funny story about that was, so now two of us worked together, my one friend, and the other one was, I met through her. And while we were down there, and you know how you post on Facebook, hey, I'm in Aruba, but or someone says, hey, I'm in Aruba. And it was a girl we worked with. So she was staying in the all-inclusive. So we met up with her. And as we're talking about, hey, we're going to meet up and we're doing this through Facebook, another worker of ours says, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in Aruba. So we tried to set up this time to meet and it wasn't working out, but we ended up walking along the little boardwalk through the different resorts to get to this other beach bar. And don't we see her? So now we want to get a picture. So now there's 5 of us there that we're going to have a drink and we're taking a picture. And as we're taking this picture, this guy walks by and my friend says, hey, he's a Guardian guy too. We looked at him. He was our phone guy, our guy.
Wow.
So we had to get a picture of him. He's drunk off his gourd. But yeah, so we're like, come in our picture. So it ended up being this Guardian reunion for people that we work with. So that was a funny story. Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That was small funny. World.
Yeah. But oh God, I love Aruba. I do. I would do, I mean, I loved Barbados, but Aruba is by far my favorite because you can rent a car and go around that island in no time. And there are so many different beaches and the terrain on the other side of the island where you could do, you could do 4-wheelers. There are some caves that you can go into. I've done before. But Aruba is just such a beautiful, beautiful island.
Give us all the tips and tricks for
yeah.
Aruba.
One happy island. That's their motto. And it really is. It really is.
How long were you there for?
Oh, yeah. A week. Both the Barbados trip and the Aruba trip, we were there for a week. Yeah. Fun. Oh, and one good thing about Aruba, so I think about a good thing, is U.S. Customs exists within the airport. So you only have to go through customs before you come into U.S., which is different. Now there's a line, but it's not a bad line. The airport, kind of when we got in there, you know, first thing you got to do is at least girls I travel with is have a drink. So there's a bar in the airport and there's also a little liquor store. So we're like, well, let's get a couple of bottles. And then we went to the bar, had a drink. And it's kind of like before we even walked out of the airport. So that was pretty good. I just wanted to say that story too. So, yeah.
And you've just been a little traveling bee.
I am a traveling bee, but I got to pipe down for a while. So, but I do have my next trip is Portugal in December. I'm going with the Lehigh Valley, PA, where I live. There's a travel group, ladies that always get together, and they're avid travelers as well. So the one's like, oh, I always looking for people to go with because she's retired. She goes, my friends all want to go. They have the desire, but they don't have the time, or one has the time, doesn't have the money. So I said, I'll go with you. Where do you want to go? She's like, you want to do Portugal? I said, it's on my list. Let's go. So I'm going to be spending 8 days in Portugal the second week of December. So I'll definitely, you know, coming back from there, because I haven't been abroad in three or four years. So I'm looking forward to kind of getting out. So
do you have anything planned? Yeah.
I've got Puerto Rico in March, so the end of March, Puerto Rico, and then Italy, end of August, beginning of September next year.
Who are you going to Italy with?
Lynette.
Is she doing a whole tour, whole group?
No, it's just me and her.
Oh well, nice. I'll be messaging Lynette here in just a minute. I didn't know that there were private tours and that, why am I not included? I'll message her in a second as soon as we get off here.
Yeah.
So I just have the cruise.
Yeah.
I just have the cruise, my family cruise at Christmas. Oh, I don't know. I go see Sheila in Ohio.
Yeah, she's in Ohio, right? The east side of Ohio. Because she's only like 4 or 5 hours away. And if I wasn't going to North Carolina for this wedding, I would have certainly drove out to meet you guys at least for a day or something and hang out with you guys.
I have her the cruise, and I have nothing until now that we've canceled Tahiti. I don't know, where do we go next, Bali or Jamaica? Bali
first, October 24. Yeah.
Well, at least for a couple hours, but I'm going to message Lynette. I might be going to Spain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Spain? Italy?
Wherever you're going, I'm going to.
Go to Italy. Italy. Yeah, I'm going to Italy. Yep.
Okay, well, let me get exactly where we're going first before I message her.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
So we were talking, talking about possibly putting trips together for just our group.
Yes.
And maybe some of the girls could possibly start commenting on what part of Mexico they'd like to go see. Maybe we should do a poll that, hey, we're going to do our first trip and go from there. And my preference is, if we go to Cancun, is Moon Cay Resort. It's beautiful. Ooh. Food's good. It's huge.
Nice.
So maybe we can do a poll.
Yeah, we could do a poll. Speaking of polls in our group, I do want to say that we're up to 548 members. So thank you for everybody who has joined our Facebook group, Wandering Women Wandering. We're very appreciative. And I did post that we did have that giveaway. I didn't do a giveaway for what month are we in? Oh my gosh, we're in October.
September.
I did one for September. I didn't do one for October. I'm trying to think. Because Christina Ortiz won the bag. I sent that to her. I asked her to, if she, you know, would take a picture of it if she wouldn't mind, so that, you know, I want to make sure that people know that when we have these little giveaways, people actually get the gifts. So I know Aaron had the one for most invites to get people added. And then, that was Christine. I'm sorry. The other one was posts. Sorry. Aaron was the one in August for the most posts, most comments and activity on our Facebook site. Christine Ortiz got it for most invites to get people to join the Wandering Women Wandering group.
Why don't we do most invites gets to be a guest on our next podcast?
I don't know if they would even care. I'm not sure that people want to do that, but we could, we'll put our heads together and figure out another one for.
So there will be another contest coming.
Yeah, well, another contest coming. But with everything that has been going on, I haven't been sitting still. So as some folks, I normally we do our travels, you know, to and far from states and abroad. But I do a lot of hiking. So I just had to do a post on some of the foot travel I've been doing. I won't do all of them, but anyway,
travel's travel.
I can't sit still. I worked my butt off so that I could hit my bucket list. Now I keep adding to my bucket list, but there will come a time where I can't travel like I do now. So I'm trying to get as much of what I can done while I'm still able to do it. And that I have folks such as yourselves to do it with. So I'm very blessed, and I really truly have a passion for travel. Plus, I have ADHD, so I can't sit still. I got to keep my mind.
Who are you going to Puerto Rico with, Kat? If you my sail on that, we're going to have a problem. Okay.
No, my husband and my son.
Okay.
So I'll need a vacation from that vacation.
I mean, I don't want to ignore y'all, but I'm fixing to get on Facebook, and I'm fixing to message Lynette.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited. We have.
I'll need a vacation from that Puerto Rico one, though, because I'm going with my husband and my son. So I'll need a vacation from that vacation.
So we're definitely going to try to do us a girls' trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hook up somewhere in the United States.
Right. So, how many days is your cruise for Christmas, Cheryl? Was it a 10-day?
Nine. Yeah, 9 or 10. Eight, nine, 10, I think. In there somewhere. I don't know. I plan on being in the casino, so I don't really care.
Winning some money so you can do more travel.
That's the plan. That's the goal.
That's awesome.
Right. I just, I'll find somewhere to go, and then we'll try to hook up in February, all of us three together.
Yeah. And for our listeners, we definitely want to know, I had asked on one of our Facebook posts for folks to share where they've gone, and we want to continue to encourage people to share so that we get a sample of other places we might not have on our list, but want to add to it.
Yeah.
But if any of our listeners are out there and have a trip they want to talk about or an experience that they think others would love to hear about, please, connect with one of us so that we can add you to our guest list. I know I have Karen, my friend Karen wants to talk about her trip to Mexico. So we need to kind of figure out how we get her on here and maybe our next
inviter.
Yeah. So I'll see what we can do. We'll check our calendars, pick a day, and then I'll see if that's okay with her.
And I'd like to do that. And I want to also invite Lynette and Jenna.
Yeah.
And, maybe one of the admins from Wayfarers, but.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe, but we'll see.
We'll see.
There's
all right.
I like hearing from people in the group.
I do too.
I know we were talking about doing our a group trip to Mexico, and there is a resort that I stayed at in Mexico, and they opened an adults only part of it, but Hotel Xcaret, and all of your excursions are included. It's all inclusive, plus all of your excursions are included.
Oh, we may need to look into that.
So that may be something to look into as well. It was really high end when we went. I've been there twice now, but a great hotel to look into. When I was there, they didn't have the adults only part, but it was still amazing.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, the one I stayed at when I went to Cancun was the Planet Hollywood, and they have an adult side. So. Depending on how you do your trips, it's always nice to find and identify hotels that have both options. So that's good to know.
I mean, and for me, the cost factor of going over to Mexico to Cancun, Cozumel, Riviera Maya, and all that is a cheaper effect because I'm closer to it.
Right.
When we book stuff and we choose stuff to go with these ladies and we have the agents book for us and put it together, cost is a real big thing that for a lot of the ladies that are, can go. So let's try to make, we're not high end. I'm going to take airline miles. I'm going to take any freebie you give me.
That's right.
I work too hard.
Right.
And I gamble with my money. I don't give it
home. We all have priorities and no judge zone, right?
Yeah. That's not what my priority is. Okay.
All right.
It was nice chit chatting.
Always. All right. Till next time, ladies. WWW out.
Peace. Bye, Kat.
Laters.
Bye. Bye, ladies.
Okay, let us.